This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. If you'd like to listen to the broadcast, GCN Live. .com, GCNLIVE.com, or you can go to the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube, Ron Gibson. He's been posting USA Prepares broadcast for years, and with my permission and with the permission of Genesis Communications Network, we strip out the commercials. He does, Ron Gibson does, and it's commercial free except for the commercials that YouTube decides that you should enjoy. Today, live with us, as usual, staying up late in the middle of the night in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm really, really well. And Gwyneth, I was sitting in the studio yesterday, and I brought up a YouTube video that I would like to assign as homework. It's short, and it's by a band. Normally, I wouldn't do something like this, but it's a band known as The Seekers, S-E-E-K-E-R-S, The Seekers. That's the name of the band, two words. And the song I'd like our class to find is called I'll Never Find Another You. That band is spectacular. There are only four people in it. And they are from Australia.
Australia!
And you know a little about them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, they were a sensation in 1964. I heard them. They rocketed, and this was the worldwide competition of the Battle of the Bands. The Beatles, the Dave Clark Five, the Beach Boys. They're all in this, and the Seekers made it to number one. It was impressive. And this particular group, three guys, one gal, they're real musicians. They actually know how to play instruments, multiple instruments, and they know how to sing. And they know how to perform without swinging on trapezes, without being in thongs. They don't have tattoos. They dressed appropriately. And they rocketed to number one on one thing. Talent. Not electrically enhanced, not computer enhanced, just raw human talent. And would you say that's correct based on your memory, Gwyneth?
Yeah, you know something, I don't think I emailed you about this, but I've been listening to The Seekers this week. How's that? I don't think I emailed you about that, did I? I had the song in my head from when I was a little girl, and it was actually a favorite song of mine when I was a little girl. I didn't realize any karmic connections or anything like that. But as I've grown up and doing the past life work, I sort of figured out the karmic connections. And do you know what that song was?
Let me guess. It's called
Hey,
The Australian.
Hey,
The Australian?
Hey, Georgia Girl.
Oh, okay. That's The Seekers. They
Georgia
also,
Girl by The Seekers.
Right. Yeah. They also, the Seekers also did another song, and I was going to play it today. I worked on the studio yesterday, feverishly trying to eliminate a ground loop. So I have this somewhere in the system, and I can't find it yet, is a hum. And I really want the audio to be perfect. But the Seekers performed a song, I believe it was in 1987, called I'm Australian. Have you heard that?
Is that the one that goes, we are one, but
yes,
we are the honey? Yeah, that one.
Yes,
that's
it.
A favorite song here. I guess, I am, you are, we are Australian. Yeah, that one. That was a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's still over here.
I may, if I can convert it during this broadcast. Do you want me to play it if I can?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's quite apropos to today. And, All right. So, Gwyneth, what do you have for us today?
Oh, my gosh. I've got so many things on my plate. I know I've been emailing you about them all week, but I think that I would like to start with an email that I just sent you about half an hour ago about masks and vaping. And a man who, he decided to do a little science experiment, and he posted his science experiment to YouTube. And I'm going to post this video to my Facebook page in the morning. That's the main reason why I have the Facebook page these days. I don't really spend that much time on Facebook now, but I post videos there and stuff that I mention on the show. So people ought to go and friend me on Facebook and follow me and all that. Anyway, just to keep up with the latest with what's happening. But anyway, this man, he put a surgical mask on, and he got one of these vaping pipes that a lot of the young people use. That a lot of young people use that now instead of cigarettes. And he gets this vaping pipe, and he breathes in the vapor, and then he exhales it, and it literally, the surgical mask, it doesn't go through the middle of the mask, but it goes out every corner, out the sides of the mask, with just regular breathing. And with coughing, it's just spurted out from all the edges of the mask. And if it's doing that to smoke, you can guarantee that it's doing that with every regular breath, which means that we've all been lied to. The masks really aren't protecting any of us from anything. And they're not, if we're sick, they're not stopping other people from getting sick. And this virus is real, but there's more to this mask thing than we are being told. And people, various people across the last week have come out and said that it's basically a massive initiation, cult initiation ritual. And I would tend to agree, you know, that that's the case, because I'm talking to people. I mean, I went into Bendigo today. That's the nearest town where I normally get my groceries. But I was talking to particular friends of mine today when we were in Bendigo, and I was explaining this to them, that really the masks are not stopping anything, because the virus particles are so much smaller than smoke particles. Like, a smoke particle would be so massive, it would be like a gigantic rock if the virus particle was just the size of a pea. Then, you know, a smoke particle would be a massive rock bigger than you or me. That's the difference in size between them. So if it's not keeping a smoke particle in, it's certainly not keeping a virus particle in. And this was it. And I did an experiment today. And it was kind of a cheeky experiment. And shall I tell the class about my experiment, Vincent?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. I went into Aldi's, and I often when I go out, I dress up a little bit. I put my headscarf on, I put my big hoop earrings on, I put my rings on my fingers, and I guess I do look a little bit like a pirate when I go out. But today, I had an extra special accessory, and I wore my highwayman's mask. So I looked a little bit like a cross between a pirate and a highwayman. And the reason why I did this was to see if I could confuse the facial recognition software in the security cameras. And, of course, I don't think there's much that I could tell to see that I would be. But anyway, and I'm pretty distinctive looking anyway, so I think if anyone really wanted to see who it was, that they'd probably recognize me. But I wanted to see others' reactions to me. And basically, as I was doing my grocery shopping with my highwayman's mask on, so a black mask across the eyes, but with my nose and my mouth exposed, with a scarf on my head and basically rings on my fingers, big hoop earrings and necklaces and all that sort of thing, what happened? Nobody paid any attention to me whatsoever. And I was, except for one man, took probably about a 10-second film on me, and so it's probably on the internet somewhere. If anybody's really determined, they'll probably be able to find it. but other than that, nobody blinked an eye. And I was like, what the dickens is going on here? People, I believe, have been exposed to so much weird stuff, for want of a better word, but a bit more strangeness is just going over the top of their head, you know. And I even went to an ATM machine outside a bank dressed as a highwayman cross pirate and withdrew, I would say, a sum of money from the ATM and the bank, and nobody, and my... You know, that the person who was helping me with transport said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to get arrested. And I said, no, I won't. Just watch. And so I got out and I did my withdrawal from the ATM machine and then went back to the car. And he was a bit surprised. He was like, wow. And I said, oh, well, let's go to the supermarket, you know. You know, it was quite a thing to see. Like, people are just accepting anything. And it's almost as if, it's almost getting to the point where if you're walking around with your face uncovered, then people are going to start reacting to you. Because between a third and a half of the people in Aldi's today were wearing either cloth masks or surgical masks. And, you know, it was just that. And if you tried to explain to them that these masks are completely ineffective, you know, and even Fauci on the CDC website.
We'll address that.
Just a month before.
We'll address that when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're living in a terrible culture. At least I think we are. Manners have disappeared. And Gwyneth had mentioned that she was in Aldi, A-L-D-I. It's a grocery store / supermarket. And someone decided to take a video of her. Who do these people think they are? You know, I've got to tell you, I object. I object to this tripe thinking that they can just take pictures of anything they want just because they have an Apple iPhone or a Samsung phone or some other kind of phone. It's offensive to me. When I was growing up, that was unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. If you had a camera, and I did, my first camera was an Argus C3, A-R-G-U-S, Model C, the number 3. And I paid $18 for it. It took me a long time to save up for that 35mm camera. And I still have it. But before I put an object into a viewfinder, if that object was a person, I always asked for permission. May I take this picture? That's the way it was. That's the way it should be. But that's not the way it is. And I got to tell you, I don't know what my reaction would be if someone took my picture without my consent. It probably would be very unpleasant. I really object to it. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about that?
Yeah. If I had had a bad reaction to seeing myself being filmed, it probably would have looked even worse online. He was posting it anyway to his social media. But if I had blown up at him, then it would have gone sky high, and I would really have trouble dealing with that. So I thought, but you're right, it is rude to film somebody, even somebody who looks unusual, without asking first. And there was a time, and if he had said, hey, you look really interesting, can I take your photo? I probably would have said, yeah, sure, fine. And I would have said, actually, this is just a social experiment, just to see how people are reacting. Could I give your opinion on what you thought when you saw me coming up as basically a highwayman cross pirate figure doing my grocery shopping in my local Aldi's? And we could have had a conversation about that. And he would have said, oh, well, this is a bit unusual. What's your meaning behind it? I'll say, well, it's kind of a social experiment. It's kind of a protest against the whole mask thing, you know, because the masks don't stop transmission of any disease. And that could have been an interesting conversation that we could have had. But that didn't happen. And I wish that it had happened, because he's probably going to post it online, and it's probably going to be like, oh, look at this weird lady I saw in Aldi's, you know? And so probably if you put a weird masked lady in Aldi's on the internet, it's probably there. It's probably got like thousands of views by now. But, you know, it's just sort of like, you are right. People have lost their respect. But there's more than that that they've lost, which was the whole point of what I was trying to show. They have lost their moral value of judgment. And I mentioned this to my friend who was with me, who was helping me with transport. I said, listen, at one time it was that if you were wearing a mask, you were up to no good in some way. You were either engaged in some sort of, black magic ceremony, or you were a robber, a highwayman, a bank robber, or something like that. And there's only been a very few occasions where that wasn't the case. Like, for instance, I said, maybe the Venetian masquerade balls. But then I thought, no, hang on, the Venetian masquerade balls, that is the masquerade balls that are held or used to be held every year in Venice. And they would say, in Italy,
Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor that does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
President Trump will be traveling to Texas today, hoping to pump up the energy industry. His visit coming about a month after oil prices went negative for the first time ever. This morning, Trump will be speaking at an event in Midland, Texas. Later, he'll tour oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin. A tropical storm could slam Florida this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying that the storm in the Atlantic could become Tropical Storm Isaias today. The effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. Major League Baseball believes the latest coronavirus outbreak is limited to the Miami Marlins. The league says more than 6,400 COVID-19 tests conducted since Friday have shown no new positive cases of on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs. Alicia Keys will be executive producer of a feature-length PBS documentary about six iconic African-American female entertainers. American Masters' How It Feels to Be Free aims to highlight the stories of Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diane Carroll, Cicely Tyson, and Pam Grier. And McDonald's says it could close as many as 200 of its locations permanently as a direct result of the pandemic. It just reported its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why did you got your?
Take my,
when you go
to the
season
for 2 seconds. During the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. We're back with Gwyneth. We're back with Gwyneth. I have. I've got the seekers. I am Australian.
Yep.
It's 4 minutes, 35 seconds. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's see if this works.
I come from the dream time, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame. I stood upon the rocky shore, I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I've been the first Australian. I came upon the prison ship, bowed down by iron chains. I fought the land, endured the lash, and waited for the rains. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife, on a dry and barren run. A convict, then a free man, I became Australian.
Shouldn't that be your national anthem?
I was just going to mention that. Before, when you mentioned that, there's actually a lot of people in Australia who think that that maybe should be the new national anthem, because, I mean, my son and I have had this discussion a number of times about national anthems. I don't really like the Australian national anthem. I think that it's full of too much pride, too much hubris, not pride of a good kind, but, you know, it goes, you know, Australians all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. Well, no, we're not, you know. We're not young, we're not free. We're, you know, we, Australians as a nation, have never broken free of their, prisoner heritage, and they need to. You know, there's so, Australia is such a great country, and there's so much that Australians could be really, truly proud of. You know, like, for instance, not a lot of people know, but the very first people who drove the Turks out of Jerusalem for the first time in about 800 years, they took back the city of Jerusalem from the Muslims. That wasn't Lawrence of Arabia that did it. It was a bunch of Aussies on Aussie bush horses, whaler horses, which were the native Australian cavalry horse, born and bred here in the Australian outback. And they are the ones who really kicked the Turks and the Muslims out of Jerusalem. That's one example, you know, of many, many examples. And just the heroism in battle and, you know, and all the rest of it. But the Australians that I see today, when I go out into town, they're weak jellyfish and they need to stop. They need to remember who they are. They need to remember what a great nation they are. And they need to stand up for themselves and stop just letting these people walk all over them and tell them what to do, things that are going to be really genuinely harmful for them. Like, for instance, wearing these stupid masks that cause hypoxia. Hypoxia kills the brain cells. It makes you confused. And it makes you crazy, and it makes you do stuff that you're really, really going to regret. And it can also cause too much carbon dioxide, and it can also cause too much nitrogen. And if you've got too much nitrogen, then you get something called the martini effect, which I just researched just, you know, just an hour or two before coming on air, and my son just brought up this YouTube video on the martini effect on his phone and said, "Hey, Mum, look at this." And I went, "Wow, I really needed to see that." You know, if you have too much nitrogen in your system, it's like that you've drunk six martinis in a row, you know, and then you go into convulsions and then you die. And I believe that if the people of Australia and America continue with this mask insanity, that you're actually going to see people dropping dead in the street. Australia is a really, really great nation. They hate being told what to do. And they need to remember that they hate being told what to do. They have to remember what an independent, strong and resourceful people that they are. And they need to stand up for themselves and just say, no more. We're not doing it. We're not going with the Belt and Road Project, with the Chinese. We're not going with all these stupid, insane little rules where when some guy wearing a uniform comes along, or a stupid costume comes along and says jump, then you say how high. Australians need to stop. They need to stop doing that. They need to say, listen, we're capable of thinking for ourselves. We ordinary Australians built this country. There was basically nothing here when we got here, and we built it, so we need to start defending it, and we need to stop being such a bunch of jellyfish, and we need to grow a spine. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Of course, yes, it does. And I was thinking as you were saying that, Gwyneth, about the parallels with the United States, you know, the original 13 colonies, and Australians. So Australians were put there, banished from England, right, by the crown, because the people, they wanted to dispose of them, but they didn't want to kill them. So they brought them to Australia in chains. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, there's an interesting backstory to that, and I'll tell you what it is. The only reason why England started sending people to Australia was because they couldn't send them to North America anymore, because the Americans rebelled and formed their own nation back in 1775 and 1776, and they weren't going to be told what to do anymore. America, when it was first established as a as the American colonies, the 13 colonies, were established as prison colonies for, in the same way that Australia was, for the people that Britain wanted to get rid of. And they got to America and they found that it was actually a really rich land, and they chose to make a life for themselves. They chose not to be told what to do anymore by these people who hated them, who really wanted them dead, who expected them to die when they got put in the middle of nowhere in a hostile climate. But no, they didn't die. They made a new life, and they became a new nation, and that new nation was called America. And I think that it's time for Australians to stand up and have their America moment and to say, well, the Americans did it. They stopped being a prison colony. Now we are going to stop being a prison colony. We are not going to be told what to do. We're going to run our own lives here in this country. Does that make sense, Vincent?
I couldn't have said it as well as you said it, Gwyneth, because I was thinking about the people who arrived here were criminals, including our founding fathers. If you think about it, they protested against oppression, regulation, and taxation. They were sick of it. They were sick of it. And they got together and they said, that's it. That's it. And they built a nation. And the Australians, who were banished to Australia, built a nation. And I was wondering, Gwyneth, in the last 10 minutes, as you were speaking and teaching, are you part of USA Prepares because of that rebellious spirit against being told what you will do? Because I am.
Yeah.
In so here we have two separate continents. You know, North America and Australia. And we think the same way.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, as many of you already know, USA Prepares has been delisted from Republic Broadcasting Network. And I have received a lot of emails regarding that particular topic. Why have we been delisted? Why have we been removed from Republic Broadcasting? And I've been thinking for days about this. I learned about it last week when one of our students, Gene in Kentucky, sent me an email and said that we're no longer on RBN. I didn't know about it. And we hadn't been since the 16th of this month. So I did a little bit of research, and sure enough, Gene was right. And I started getting emails, more emails, about this particular topic. And I know that there are many of our class who want to know what this is all about. And I've been agonizing with, should I discuss it or not? And I haven't come to a decision yet, but I'm really close. I might. I might discuss it tomorrow. And I've received a number of emails, and I've been looking at these emails, and they are glowing. Absolutely. I mean, these emails that I've received are very kind to us. Very positive. They give us great grades. I mean, if we were in school, we'd be A+ based on these emails. So if you'd like to weigh in, the email address is still up, instructor@usapreparers.com, instructor@usapreparers.com, and I may read some of these tomorrow. If I discuss it, it will be tomorrow, Thursday. Thursday will be just me. And the reason for this happening on Thursday, if I decide to do this, is because I don't want anyone else being cast with whatever I get cast with for responding to USA Prepares being removed from Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'm probably going to do it. So if you've got some comments, positive, negative, whatever you want to say, just send those to instructor@usapreparers.com. And I'll get them, probably. I don't get all my emails, but hopefully I'll get some of those. And I may read them, or parts of them. So if you don't want me to mention your name, or if you don't want me to mention parts of what you have to say, delineate that so I know what is available for discussion and what's not. And then tomorrow, if I do this, you may want to call in and tell me what you think about USA Prepares being removed from Republic Broadcasting. Now, we were the only cross-network broadcast, probably ever. We're the only broadcast that was on two competing networks. GCN is the big network. There's no question about it. We at GCN are number one. Republic Broadcasting, many feel, is number two. So we were on the number one and number two network. Never has that happened before, where a broadcast was on like CBS and ABC. It's never happened. It doesn't happen. They're competitors. And I asked Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communications Network, if that was okay with him. And it was okay with him. So we were rebroadcast in the broadcast in its entirety, commercials and everything, on Republic Broadcasting Network. So we're no longer there. And I have some comments, you know, my thoughts about that. But if I do this, it will probably be seen as sour grapes. I do not want that to happen. I do not want it to seem as sour grapes, because it's not. As a matter of fact, I am perfectly okay with USA Prepares not being on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm okay with USA Prepares not being on any affiliate that doesn't want us. I really am. Our mission is not to grow. Our mission is not to sell. Our mission is to teach. Period. That's it. That's our entire mission. We don't have any income. We don't have any sponsors. We don't have any advertisers. Our mission is to teach. And volunteers are the faculty. Nobody's paid. Nobody. That's who we are. So I may discuss that tomorrow. If you want to comment, instructor@usapreparers.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.